Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Welcome, 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 welcome tonight. Welcome. Before we go into our class, let's just pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you tonight, 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 tonight. And I lay it all at your feet. I hide myself behind the cross. Let you, Holy Spirit, come forth tonight to minister to your people. Speak to their heart and their mind. Speak to my mind. Speak also to my heart. Give me the information that I may be able to relate it to your people. Father, I know nothing, but you know all things. So tonight I rest my heart in your hands. And I'm asking you, Father God, to speak through me that the people may hear, your children may hear what you have to say tonight. I hide myself now behind your cross. Now let you now come forth and be glorified in this earth. Glorify yourself now through me, O Holy Father, that men may come to know you and your power, that men may come to know that you are alive and you are well, that the individuals right now, Father, will come to know you. They'll be able to touch you and to feel your presence. Father, when you leave, you said you were going to send the Comforter. Who is the third party of the Godhead? So tonight we welcome you, Holy Spirit, in this place. I bow before you now, Father. And I lift my hands to heaven. Anoint me now from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Give me understanding through your word. Let me be able to speak and to hear what you have to say. Now I bow. And I say, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and minister, I pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. Father, I give you praise and I give you worship. O marabo sande kitili do da bushiti da ba. Remanguru da bosande kilidin di li da ba ya. Your word declare, Lord God, that if you pray in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, the one that is praying in the spirit is actually building up yourself, Lord God, in you, that you may be able to manifest yourself through that individual. Hallelujah, Lord God. So now, Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and be in our presence. As we welcome you tonight, I pray. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. And we welcome you here tonight, Jesus. We welcome you here tonight, Jesus. We welcome you. The word that we speak out of our mouth, we speak in Jesus tonight. The word of God, the clear. In John, it says, you, Jesus, and your word becomes one. And not only that, it becomes flesh in the earth. So when we speak tonight, we speak Jesus, and the body comes with Jesus. Jesus, your body manifests itself in light. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth will speak. Death and life is in our tongue. So tonight we speak for Jesus. We call Jesus. We say, you are here, Jesus. Whatever we need, you have it for us, Jesus. Oh my God. I just gonna open. Oh, I just have to look in this book. I was praying, the anointing of God is so strong. In order, eternal creator, God of the ages, mighty God, mighty, 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 mighty God. We welcome you tonight, mighty, mighty, mighty God. We welcome you tonight, mighty God. We welcome you tonight. Oh, I lift my hand. Oh, I lift my hand, and I feel the fire in my hand. Oh, God Almighty. Serious things are going to happen tonight. Deliverance is going to break forth tonight. Let me see. I got to find the word of God. What's the name for God? When he say, victor, my victory. And that's what I'm seeing tonight. Oh, God, Jehovah Nisi, my victory, my victory. Monday night, we had a massive night by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit of the living God. And tonight he's bringing forth that victory. On Monday night, we were talking about then, and then we were also talking about now. So we who are online on Monday should understand that we're breaking now. We were already in our now. Today is Thursday, and we're standing in our victory. We're calling upon Jehovah Nissi tonight. You could take your pencil and paper, and I'm not going to go over to Exodus 17, verse 15, because I already have these things in my book that I write beside, and you could go verify it yourself. But Lakamu, Gikidabu, I position myself tonight in Jesus Himself. I position myself that when I'm speaking, I speak what I'm hearing from the Father God. I don't want to hear from myself. I want you to hear just from Him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Tonight is the night of the prophetic training, prophetic information, prophetic leadership, prophetic guide, prophetic understanding. We may not go through all of those things tonight, but I'm giving you what I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit. Prophetic leading, prophetic noise, the prophetic of a sound. So, in other words, sometime you may be praying and you hear sounds from the Holy Spirit. Those are prophetic utterance coming out of your belly. You can't explain some of the things that you're saying. Those are things of the supernatural. You see, we are actually not natural individuals when we give our life to Jesus Christ. You see, you can write these words down. He said, you are a new creature in Him. So while I'm in the spirit and I'm giving you this information, you could write it down and you could go look up the scripture and put it with it. He said, you're a new creature. He said, you are a royal priesthood. He said, you are joined here in Him, Jesus. And he said, you are here to the Father. He said, when I leave, I'll send you a comforter. Find those scriptures and put it. We have already gone over those scriptures, but I'm just giving you what the Spirit is saying. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Water, living water is going to flow out of your belly. Living water, life is going to come forth out of your belly. Life is going to come forth out of your loins. Once you give your life to Christ, and if you have never given your life to Him tonight, I want you to repeat after me. Jesus, you are the Son of the living God. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And I come to you tonight. And I ask you to wash me in your blood. I want you tonight to be my Lord and my Savior. And so tonight I come and I bow, Jesus. and I ask you to cleanse me. I believe that you are Lord. And I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to be Lord over my life. I yield myself to you, Lord. I trust you with my life. And I thank you from this day on, I am saved. I am delivered. I am sanctified by the Holy Spirit. You live now inside of me, Holy Father of the living God. Now fill me up with the gift of speaking in tongues. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you that I'm saved and I am delivered and I'm set free now to worship. I'm set free now to praise you. You said in your word, you got to write this down because I'm in the spirit. You said in your word, Lord God Almighty, that I must go now as a believer in the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these signs gonna follow the one that believe. Paraphrasing this, you will lay hands on the sick and they shall be covered. When demons come, you're gonna be able to drive them out. Demons won't be able to stand in your presence. Because see, declare that you will do greater works. All these things are in the Bible. You now have to go find it. Greater works. Why? Because he said he is with the Father God himself. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works, greater works, greater works in him. So it doesn't matter what you're going through tonight. You are in the greater part of him because you have already given your life to him. He now live inside of you. He is now your Lord and he is now your Savior. So trust him. Jesus. Tonight is the night of the supernatural. I want to let you know, I can't even open my eyes because I'm actually not even here. I am someplace with him and I'm getting the information to relate it back here to you guys. I'm getting that information also because some of the times when I'm speaking, I don't even know what I'm talking about. But the Spirit of God is working through me, expanding himself through me to give out the information to you. That is so important. Why you have to be able today, day, in this time of the year or this time of what's going on, to be able to be hooked up with someone or we, you know, like what I said, as a body coming together. Hearing from the Holy Spirit and not from man, because man does not have all the answers, but he does. He does. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amor! Inamor! Sinini amarama makondaya! Angels dispatching right now. Angels are dispatching right now. Creative miracles are being taking place right now. Supernatural deliverance are being taking place right now. The fire of God is in your presence right now. Whatever you need right now. If you weren't on call on Monday night, you should reach out your hand and take it right now. Bind that snake. I see that snake. It is hissing at your feet. A black snake. And I break it in the spirit. Yeah. Now, Dismantle now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you should feel freedom. You should lift up your foot and you should say, thank you, Jesus, because that's a breakthrough right there. That's a breakthrough right there. I saw that snake. I saw that snake. I saw that snake. A long, skinny, black snake. That is breakthrough. You should be praising him right now in your house. Massive deliverance just happened right now. I was in my bed this morning and I hear from the spirit that he was gonna deal with witchcraft. He was gonna deal with witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus. And when I look up the word witchcraft, it says it's perceived. And when I look up the word perceive, it says you become aware. So if you have witchcraft, you should know that it's there. And if you can't see it and somebody see it, they break it and they bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. And then he brought me over to 1 Samuel 16. And this is talking about Saul. This is talking about Saul. It's talking about Saul. This is not a night. It's a different night because I can't even open my eyes. I can't look at no one right now. I can't even see right now. It's like I'm in space. It's like I'm in a different place. I'm dealing with demonic spirits in all different shape, size, and form. They're like snakes. First Samuel 16, talking about Saul. Listen to what 1 Samuel 16 stated. The Spirit of God, I mean, Saul had the Spirit on him at one time. But the Spirit of the Lord depart from Saul. So when these evil demonic spirits come, they are going to torment you. They are going to bring havoc in your life. They are going to make you feel depressed and confused. That is what they design to do. That is why they come. Those spirits come because they have to come to raise havoc. They come to raise confusion. So, will the Spirit of the Lord depart from Saul? And an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Everything is created for God. And Saul's servant said unto him, you know, somebody gonna always say something. Oh, I see something. Oh, what's going on with you? But they can't even drive it. They don't know what to do with it. They could only talk about it. Oh, here they go. Oh, I could see the spirit on you and it's troubling you. Let the Lord now command thy servant, which are before thee. Come on, what servant? He can't even see nothing. He don't know nothing. All right. So when you continue reading, Saul, they can't do nothing for him. So when you go down, when you continue reading down to the bottom, those music, those harp, when you play them for Saul, he feels so good. He feels good. Music in his ears. He feels good. He feels electrified. He wants to just calm and be quiet and just want to be with the Spirit of God. But when those tormenting spirit come, he is confused. And if you continue to read in Samuel, you see where he starts throwing darts and he starts doing this and he starts throwing javelin and all of that. But you'd have to read it for yourself. I'm just going and letting you know where I get this information from. I got it out of 1 Samuel and I'm in 16. Okay? And then I come down to 19. Saul sent a messenger unto Jesse, Send me David, thy son. Why? Because he know David is anointed. He know David, when David start playing the harp, the anointing of God is going to come in, and those evil spirits have to go. They won't stay. And that's what's going on right now. That spirit of witchcraft that's on you, when you come on the line, and when I saw it, that demonic spirit.
Wow. 50%. And finally,
they have always different things.
Turn that off.
It's beautiful.
Then you either have to put it on pause or something, okay? So when that spirit come in, and Saul said, you know what? I can't deal with this no more. It's the same thing that you're going through before you get online. I can't deal with this no more. I can't fight with that no more. I can't take it. You're dealing with a spirit of witchcraft. Father told me to deal with that tonight. And Father told me to deal with witchcraft. He told me to deal with witchcraft tonight. You are actually dealing with a witchcraft spirit. Saul sent for David. David came. And what David gonna do? David played the harp. And when he played the harp, the evil spirit went. It departed. What do you need to do? What do you need to do? What do you need to do when those demonic sources come in? When they come into your house, when the spirit of witchcraft, what is the spirit of witchcraft? What is witchcraft? When you look up in your dictionary or in Google, because I don't have Google right now. But when you look, what is witchcraft? What is witchcraft on a sense? It says you perceive and you become aware of what's going around your surrounding. It is a spirit. I remember when I'm in Jamaica and people have their children. No joke about it. They have their children, and their children go to school, do very good in school, and so they come home crying, bawling. They gone crazy. They said somebody put witchcraft on them. This is the same concept. Demons that come in to harm. And that's what they were trying to do to Saul. They come to harm. Why? Because Saul opened the door to an evil spirit. I'm not saying that you open the door to an evil spirit, but I'm saying somewhere down the line, maybe in your generation, maybe someone that you are friends with, maybe someone who don't like it, but it comes. And when it comes, you're going to have to know how to deal with it. How can you get rid of evil spirits? How can you get rid of evil spirits? What did Saul did? Saul called for backup. What is our backup? What is our backup? Our backup to get rid of those demonic spirits is to know that what Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give it to you. All right, now these are classes that you're going to have to go search for your scripture. I came to give you life, and I came to give it to you more abundantly. What I'm doing now, see, you're going to have to write. What I'm doing now, Jesus is saying, you are going to do it, and you're going to do it in a double portion. Jesus said he came to destroy. These are words to write down. I'm not giving you scriptures. Jesus said, I came to destroy the work of the enemy. Just like Paul had to send for somebody to come in to play the harp for him, for those demonic or those evil spirits to leave, we now, with Jesus on our side, have to pick up the word, remind the devil, thank you, Father, back up. When you're going to go do spiritual warfare in witchcraft, especially in witchcraft rituals like that, you're going to have to get yourself clean. How do you get clean? You get clean by washing yourself with the word. What is the word? No, I'm telling you now, you're in a class. So you're gonna go, I'm giving you the information. It's in the Bible. You're gonna go look for it. You could Google it. You're gonna be washed with the word of God. Look how powerful this is. Who is the word? It's in the Bible. I'm giving you just a half. The Bible says Jesus and the word is one. When you speak the word only, my servant will or shall be healed. Whoa. Jesus said, oh my God. I've never seen so much great faith. He said, you know what? The man said to Jesus, I'm a man under authority. And I say, go to my servants, and they go. He had so much confidence in Jesus. He saw all the miracles that Jesus did. So he put his confidence in him. That's the same thing that Saul did with David, Jesse's son, anointed by God. Show up with the Holy Spirit. Plays the harp. And when he plays the harp, the man Saul himself becomes at peace. Same concept to us with Jesus. Speak the word only. When the enemy comes in and trying to come in, stand in the gap for your son. Stand in the gap for your husband. Stand in the gap for your wife, your children, your job. And let me tell you something. When you can detect that something is not right, it's a spiritual thing you're going through, let me tell you what happened. It comes in like a rerun. It doesn't come, nothing changes. It just go around the same cycle. It might get a little bigger, but it's the same concept. It's the same thing. The Bible tells us the enemy comes in like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But you must resist him. That is what Saul did. He couldn't fight his battle by himself. He sent for backup. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. That is our backup. Every spirit of witchcraft cannot stay in your house. You see, they're back home boiling up all their pots and stuff, boiling their pots. Say they're trying to put a curse. No, it won't come and it won't stick. Anoint your house with oil. Put the sign of the cross on your bed. Somebody need to anoint your bed. Anoint your bed head. Somebody have a bed with a post. The post is like a brown bed. Anoint your bed. It's brown. It's anointed. Like brown. It's like off brown. Like, you know, brown. Like, and it got a little, round knob. Anoint it. Anoint it. Anoint it with oil. Anoint it with oil. Just go in and just anoint it with oil. It's a brown bed. And it got like a ball to the top of the bed head. To the side. The foot of it may look like the top, but I'm not really sure. But it's a brown bed. You like to decorate, you love decorative sheets. It's a brown bed. Go in and anoint it with oil. Command every demonic force to go. We are joining forces tonight, and we plead the blood. What the enemy wants to do is to come in and to sift you as wheat. It's in the Bible. He wants to sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, I have prayed for you. It's in the Bible. What is going on here? The Father wants you to find those words for yourself. And once you find them for yourself, you are marketable. That means you could go out on an interview and you could get the job. That's, in other words, when the enemy comes in and when you look at him, you're going to let him know, oh, no, you can't do this. Oh, no, you cannot enter into my house. You will not come into my house. You will not tear my house down. You will not do no such thing. You are under my feet. You are defeated. You have no power. You have no authority. You will not take my family. You will not take my children. No, you got to let him know. That's what Saul did. Saul went and called in resources. He called David. David come in and plays the harp, and those spirits went and they moved. I don't know where they went to, but they took off. It's the same thing with us. The spirit of witchcraft must be bound. The spirit of witchcraft comes in to tear your house apart. Family members sitting over other corner with their Ouija boards. People have their husband and their mom and their dad just believe that they ain't no supposed to leave them people alone. Leave the husband and wife alone. Leave the grandkids alone. Let them people take care of their family. No, you have to come in and be a bloodline breaker. You got to break that chain up for your family. Galatians says, I was not even supposed to give up that scripture. I forgot. I'm not giving up scripture. But okay, you get one, Galatians, but I'm not telling Galatians what. He says, who bewitch you? Who bewitch you? You start out good, but you know you're ending up in a heap. Who bewitched you? Who is in your love life? Who is on your job? Who's trying to mess with your family? Who is trying to mess with your family? Who is trying to mess with your finances? We bind and we break the spirit of witchcraft. You know, in my country, they got a lot of stuff like that in my country. And they got a lot of it in the African country also. It is out there, is in existence. You cannot say it's not out there. It is. People got some serious issues. I have people that I know, and they could testify to that. Where them folks come in and try to take them down with the spirit of witchcraft. But just like Paul, he said, I can't do this by myself. I need backup. And he went for David. And David come in and play the harp. That's the same thing with us. We go for backup. Anybody that you know can do a backup for you, you call them up and say, this is what we're going to do. This is what's going on. Or the person may say, oh, I see this. And you pray about that and you drive it out. You get up every single day, no matter how you work. Sometimes it's because you spend too much though, okay? Draw back on your spending. But there's another time, honey, where they're out there, they don't want you to make anything meet. So what they do, they get into your basket. What I mean basket, I mean they curse your basket. What but basket? Wear your money in your purse. So now you got to get up and you start anointing your purse. You have to start anointing your purse. You got to bind the spirit of poverty. You got to give. You got to ask God where you need to put your money, what basket it's supposed to go in. Don't let nobody tell you where to put it. You ask God to put it. Seed, time, and harvest. You got to get radical. You have to get radical. You have to let the devil know that I know, 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 that you can't take me down. Why? Because I am a child of the king. Now, who am I? Who are you? When you go to do warfare, just like Saul, he got rejected. And he know that he got rejected and these demons coming around. He went and he went out for somebody who he knows that powerful, who can come in and drive these evil spirits out. He went in actually calling David. David come over and David put an attack on the enemy's camp. That is what we are going to do. Or that is what we should be doing. Don't walk around crying like some babies. You are power. Get somebody now on your team who's not powerless. If it's not me, go find somebody who you trust, who you can talk to. You got to have somebody on your team who understand that Jesus is Lord. And there's a scripture in the Bible I was just going to say, but I'm not saying it. Remember, though, tonight, I give you part of it, and you got to have to go find it for yourself, because we need to know the word of God for ourselves. The devil comes in and trip us up all the time because we don't know the word. So what does it say in the Bible? If two of us are together, there he is in the midst. There he is in the midst. He's in our midst tonight. The Holy Spirit is here. The Father God said in the word that Jesus, when you leave, I'm going to send you the Comforter. What the Comforter is going to do? He's going to come. He's going to show you things to come. He's going to speak to you. And that is what we need. We need the Comforter. If you Google scriptures on the Comforter, I guarantee you, you're going to come up with some scriptures. I guarantee you, if you Google who you are in the heavens, royalty, you're going to come up with some royalty scriptures. I guarantee you, if you Google joint ear, you're going to come up with some joint ear scriptures. I guarantee you, if you Google Saul, you're going to come up with some Saul scriptures. I have already given you what our scripture aligning was from. It was from 1 Samuel 16 to 14, and we go all the way down to 23. But now, and then I said in the spectrum of things, I was not going to be giving out scriptures. I was just going to give you the script, you know, what's in the scripture, and you was gonna go find it for yourself, because we need to know the word of God for ourselves. And I also told you that the spirit of witchcraft is confused when you confuse him. If you come in and sit down and act like you're dead, he's gonna run you over all the time. It's gonna beat you up all the time. It's going to make you feel confused all the time. You're going to go to a spirit of confusion, because that's what he's been designed to do. But I also said here, perceive. And I said the word perceive means to become and to be aware. Do you know what's going on in your surrounding? Are you aware of what's going on? You realize, you come to realize and to understand. That's what you have to know. What are the spirits that you're dealing with? What are these spirits that you're dealing with? What type of spirits that's in your generation? What type of spirit that's in your house? What type of spirit is on your husband? What type of spirit is on your children? What do you need to bind and break? Because I'm telling you tonight, if it does not take care of, it's going to go somewhere else and it's going to cause havoc somewhere else. So you don't have to come and be the bloodline breaker. You have to break it in the spirit. How do you break it in the spirit? How do you break it in the spirit? How do I let the enemy know that I'm not fearful of him in the spirit? I gotta get into the spirit and I gotta release the word of God upon him. And I gotta remind him, in Jesus I move and I have my being. It's in the Bible, I said, and there's no other God beside him. I have rights. You don't have none. Bind the spirit of witchcraft. There is parts of the Bible that tell you whatsoever is bound and whatever you bind on earth is in the Bible. I'm looking at the scripture right now. I'm not giving it. It's up to you. Do some research. Whatsoever you bind on earth, it's bound in the heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, it's loose in the heaven. Satan, you must obey under the sound of my voice. You have no authority. You come in and you raise havoc. I break and I bind all demonic force and force. Break it. You're bound. Demonic spirit, come out of my house. You cannot stay in here. Jesus, you were in the tomb. These are scriptural words now. Jesus was in the tomb. When the but that demon was in the tomb and see Jesus coming, he said, "Why?" I actually see spirits running out of your house when I just say why. I actually see spirit running out of somebody's car just now when I say why. It was sitting in the car. It was sitting in the car waiting for you for tomorrow, and they actually run to the driver's side, run out. All I can say right now is to go back into the water where you come from. Do not stay here. Go back to some places where you come from, where there's no people living there. That way you could come back and try to kill somebody. Now you're not going to do that. You ever see ants' nests? Have you ever seen those little ants' nests? I'm talking about the little baby ants, the one that come in and they play. Not only that, they come with the red ants. It's a disclaimer for just coming and just pick. It just pick you. It just pick you. And it just torment you. You're just being tormented. Those are tormented demonic spirits. I just see something just now. And it's not even right. That is coming from this woman that's in Jamaica, right? I just saw it just now. The woman is from Jamaica. And she come to a foreign land, right? And while she come to the foreign land, guess who follow her? This demonic spirit from where she from. Having on a tie head. And you know that Louise Bennett? Because that demon come from the family bloodline, and the family bloodline was a party bloodline. They love dancing. So that thing come in as like an entertainer. And it wants to be entertained. And when this individual does not want to entertain it, it start to raise havoc. And that's what it's doing. I see you sitting down drinking your tea, and your tea turn over all the time. You're like a klutz, like you just, and you just like, wow. I break that right now in the spirit. I break that right now in the name of Jesus. I come again, that ancestral spirit, and I break it in the mighty name of Jesus. You see, the weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Darts have been sent out to your family. I break that and I bind it in the name of Jesus. I break that and I bind it, and I come against that right now. And I break that in the mighty name of Jesus. I break that in the mighty name. You're gonna see some different. You're gonna see some changes in your house, girl, girly. I'm talking to you. I'm looking right at you. Oh. Last name ends with an O. I am breaking that. You're gonna see supernatural, massive breakthrough in every single area, husband, children, financial. Things are going to straighten out. They're coming in line. Wealth transfer. The Father God said, you've been through so much. What the enemy brought in for bad, Lord God, he said he's just changes around for good. That is awesome. That is awesome. There was this one person, and I had something for her, and she leave the site. Well, that's too bad, because I'm not going to call her house. I'm done with the jig. The jig is up. If you come, if you're in an anointed meeting like this, and if you're not working, what you doing leaving? Let the Holy Spirit minister to you. It's not me. I'm telling you. Have you ever seen frogs? When these people are sending out stuff, they send them out in all shape and form. So you get released from it, and they try to bring it back. Jennifer, listen to me. Open your ears and listen good, okay? Open your ears and listen good. There is an onslaught. There is like a weapon. The enemy puts up, I see the, listen to me now, listen to me, girl. I see the enemy with like a dagger, and they just stick it in. You ever see how they stick those baby with needles? That's what they're doing. That's a spirit of witchcraft, honey. That is a demonic source, honey. But I want you to do this, baby girl. Guard your waist. Tie up your belly. I mean, I don't mean for you to put cloth around your belly. I mean, gird your waist with the admonition of the Spirit, with the Word of God, my baby girl. Do not be fearful. The enemy can't do you nothing. You have been through death and life. Why are you going to worry about, you have already been through death. Don't you know you have already been through death? Don't you know you were supposed to be dead for a long time? You're lucky you end up having that baby. As a matter of fact, okay, Father, not luck. It's a blessing you have that baby. You were supposed to be tied up and jangled up and knacked up. So now they come with frogs. So when you go outside, if you see a frog, smile. Say, hi, good morning. How you doing? Hey, I say, Gela, hello. Look, go out there and say, when you see frog, it start jumping. Ooh, you know what? If it's the summertime when you see it, always remember tonight, put it down on your time, 8:22 p.m. 8:22 p.m. It's on my time. 8:22 p.m. March 7th. 2024. Hey, little froggy. We already see you in the spirit. Say good morning. Because if he ever jump and come near your leg, the frog gonna be dead. Dead. D-E-A. And I don't know where the D is gonna go. Don't you remember the lady over there in Manchester with the with them little things that she come on in Manchester and talking about she have rats in her house? And on the anointing of God, healing them rats. That's the same thing with Froggy, baby. Froggy, Froggy, Froggy. When you go on your job and you see them people look like frogs because they are frogs. Because they're over there with their spirit of witchcraft, with them dolly, juking them dolly for you to feel pain all over your body. So what you need to do is to start going up them stairs or coming down them stairs and giving God praise. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. There was a lady over there in Canada, and I was seeing her face in a picture. And I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't Ingrid or somebody else I see. It was not her, but this other woman. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm driving them out of your house. They follow you all the way from where you're from. And come where you at, and they creating havoc. And I say they gotta go. I say they can't stay. They're in an ambush. They're being ambushed by the Holy Ghost, the spirit of Python. I mean, I couldn't even get it to print. So that Python spirit is for you, woman. And I look at it and I didn't even know I didn't even read it. I just felt the Spirit of God told me to go in and I couldn't print it. I have to ask Kenneth to print it. Listen to what it says. Python spirit curses. They is witchcraft. Black archer, and they suck the life out of you and causes bad things to happen. You got to have spiritual discernment. Do you remember when that child was walking around in the book of Acts? Oh God, I wasn't supposed to give that up, but you can find it for yourself. You don't know the part. Walking around him and confusing the issues. But Paul couldn't take it anymore. And he commanded in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it's the same thing I said right now. I'm over there in Canada, right over in your house, right over in your bedroom, right over where you at. And I said, come out. Don't even spend another day. Don't even spend another minute. Don't even spend another hour. Don't even spend another second. Go in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God overtake you. Let the fire of God overshadow you. Let the fire of God take you and break it and bind you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is on you. Every foul spirit, every incestual spirit, break it, bind it now in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, I know about this, and it just come up in my heart right now, but I know about this. I spoke to the person about this. So it's not something new, but it just come up. We got a breakthrough. We got an answer for that. We got an answer for that. We got an answer for that tonight. You ain't going nowhere. You're staying right there. And if you do, you're going to be problems. The person on the line know exactly what I'm talking about. I know, you know, and I know. I'm praying for that right now. And we are coming against that with the sword of the Spirit. What does the sword look like? The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And we're walking by faith and not by sight. And we're walking by faith and we're not by sight. You know what? We're not going to be argumentative in that house. We're going to keep our mouth shut. And we're going to plead the blood of Jesus. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus. And we're going to call for peace. Everywhere we walk with the gospel of peace. Not pieces. But the gospel of peace. God is real. God is real. God is real. The enemy has no power and no authority over you. every source. I want you to remember now. Think about way back, way, 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 way back. Let's go all the way back and see this thing play out. So they come into the house and they try to tear the house apart. Listen, they try to tear the house apart. It's like they went out and having a fear. And they come in and they try to tear the house apart. But what God did, he let them sit. He let them sit. He let them sit. They're in a sitting position. And what are you doing? You're in a position to take care. And the enemy thinks he's going to come in and try to touch you? I don't think so. There is nothing. There's no weapon. Check out that scripture. That form against you. None shall prosper. And when the tongue come, please. God did not send them. They're going to come. They're going to form. But they will not stand. Do you hear me? No weapon that form against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment or in confusion shall be condemned. I bring forth now the spirit of peace into your home and into your generation. We call for peace. We ask God to give you discernment. Ask God for discernment. Teach him, teach you how to just stand and smile in the odds. Just smile. You see, where you're going is peaceful. When you get up in the morning, you're going to find peace and joy. When you go to bed, you're going to feel tranquility. The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And your prize is attainable. You can put your hand and you could reach it. That's what faith is. The enemy try to take you down. People try to take you down. Family members try to take you down. But it's not going to stick. You know what it's going to stick on? It's going to stick back on them. You're going to sit back and you're going to see the crease. The Bible said, I'm hearing the Father said the crease. That means their line is not straight. They're walking on crooked line. There is a crease in their line. That means in their line, it's got an opening and they could fall through and you could stand back and watch them fall right through those creases. It's like an asphalt. And when the asphalt come apart, they just go in there and slip. I'm looking at that right now. Watch God move. Because he already did. You remember Monday what he said? Remember what he said on Monday? Then and now. Then and now. If you did not hear it Monday, let's go back tomorrow and listen to the Monday prayer about what God brought to us. It is awesome. The spirit of witchcraft. I am going to pray. And I'm going to drive back the wave. I'm going to drive back the atmosphere that the enemy brings. I'm going to drive back those snakes. I'm going to drive back those frogs. Even the tiger, the snakes and the whales. See, God, I'm going to drive them back. precious Father. We delight. We want to come and sit at your table. We want to feel your presence. Your essence brings joy. And we want to feel that. We want to embrace that. Almighty God, God of the universe, we want to come and we want to tap into your spirit, into your heart, into your breast. Oh, you are the all-breasting one. Let me call out your name. You are your strong tower. You are our victory. You provide. You see, you did provide for us a long time ago, but the enemy tried to come in and to distort what you have done. But we said, eternal creator, Elohim, you are our savior. You save us before the foundation of the earth. Before we were born, we were saved in our mother's womb. We just had to come out and to play it out from the then to the now. Jehovah, you are our Joshua. You're the one that comes and lead us and guide us. Jehovah Jireh, you are providing for us on a continual, oh God, continual basis. I almost choked you. You are Adonai. Oh my God. Adonai. 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 You own us. You own me. You own your children. The enemy has no power, has no delight in us. I mean, he wants to come in and he wants to shape us to look like him. But oh no, we look like you. Then, before we were even born. And now, this now. Faith is Elohim. You create all things for your good, for your purpose, for a plan. You sanctify us that we may be able to come before you and we could say, Abba, Father. Tonight we say, Abba, Father. Tonight we say, Jehovah Jireh. Tonight we say, Adonai. Tonight we say, Jehovah Nisi. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we break and we bind. Because you, Father, you told me today, you gave me instructions. And I follow you, Father. I come now into the realm of the Spirit. I extend my hand to you, Father. And I bow to you, O Holy Father. And I thank you, Father, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for shaping and for cleaning and for cleansing. I thank you so much, O Daddy. Thank you. And I praise you. Welcome now, Holy Spirit. Give us grace, give us might, give us power, give us strength, I pray. Let the fire of God come now. Let it come and let it clean everything out of us, I pray. Fire of the living God, come now this day. Keep us, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, Shikomari Kota, Sharama Kondubakita. I am the Lord. I am your creator. I am your Elohim. I am the I am. I am the all-breasted one. In me, you can move. In me, you have your being. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me for everything. Lean on me. Do not lean on yourself. I love you from the beginning to the end. Say it him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we love you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. Hey, thank you for being on the call. It was awesome. God bless you guys. Watch over you guys, give you peace, give you joy, and give you strength. We're going to have some great testimonies. I see blue water running, and it's just running. And that is a water of cleansing, and it just brings so much peace. Oh, my God. 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 Just trust him. It is so peaceful. The water is so peaceful. Just put your foot in a little bit and just move it around. Just move it around. That is the supernatural. That's the supernatural. My God, what an awesome God. What a mighty God. May God watch over you. May he keep you. And may his face shine upon you. And may he give you supernatural strength, supernatural love, supernatural joy, supernatural peace, unconditional, unconditional love, I say. You need it. You need that rest. Take it in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. It has been awesome. I want to tell you that I see so much stuff and I have to get out of this. It is so much greatness and goodness. It is just awesome. And I would hear the song, "His goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Holy goodness," something like that. "And mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness Sharama Koridaba and mercy Ray Maliko Nalamoshanda Sheramunda la Kondula." Jesus. Alabosata. You know what I just see just now? I see us just dancing with the angels. It's just so awesome. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All the days, all the days of my life. Father, I thank you. It's just an awesome presence, Almighty God. And we bask in that presence this day. And we say, thank you, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. It's awesome. It's awesome. Praise God. Praise God. Hey. Beautiful, my beautiful, my beautiful. You look so pretty. I can't even open my eyes because I am high. And if I stay like this, I will never get off the phone tonight. And who's going to work tomorrow will never be able to go to work. They have to stay home and bask in this beautiful presence of the Holy Spirit. Good night, everybody. It's so beautiful.